Gender Trouble, Feminism and the Subversion of Identity. By Judith Butler. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Gender is a performance. Gender is not a fixed identity, but rather a performance of socially constructed roles and expectations. This performance is based on a set of norms that are constantly changing and evolving. Main idea number 2. Gender is a product of power. Gender is not a natural phenomenon, but rather a product of power dynamics that are embedded in our society. This power is used to create and maintain gender roles and expectations. Main idea number 3. Gender is a form of regulation. Gender is used to regulate and control individuals and groups in society. This regulation is used to maintain the status quo and to limit the possibilities of individuals and groups. Main idea number 4. Gender is a form of oppression. Gender is used to oppress individuals and groups in society. This oppression is used to maintain the power of certain groups and to limit the possibilities of others. Main idea number 5. Gender is a form of resistance. Gender can also be used as a form of resistance to the power dynamics that are embedded in our society. This resistance can be used to challenge the status quo and to create new possibilities for individuals and groups. Main idea number 6. Gender is a form of identity. Gender is used to create and maintain a sense of identity for individuals and groups. This identity is based on a set of norms and expectations that are constantly changing and evolving. Main idea number 7. Gender is a form of expression. Gender is used to express and communicate ideas, feelings, and experiences. This expression is used to create and maintain a sense of self and to communicate with others. Main idea number 8. Gender is a form of performance. Gender is used to perform roles and expectations in society. This performance is based on a set of norms and expectations that are constantly changing and evolving. Main idea number 9. Gender is a form of performance art. Gender is used to create and perform art that challenges and subverts traditional gender roles and expectations. This art is used to create new possibilities for individuals and groups. Main idea number 10. Gender is a form of play. Gender is used to play with and challenge traditional gender roles and expectations. This play is used to create new possibilities for individuals and groups. Main idea number 11. Gender is a form of resistance to the status quo. Gender is used to challenge and resist the power dynamics that are embedded in our society. This resistance is used to create new possibilities for individuals and groups. Main idea number 12. Gender is a form of self-expression. Gender is used to express and communicate ideas, feelings, and experiences. This expression is used to create and maintain a sense of self and to communicate with others. Main idea number 13. Gender is a form of self-determination. Gender is used to create and maintain a sense of identity and autonomy for individuals and groups. This autonomy is used to create new possibilities for individuals and groups. Main idea number 14. Gender is a form of social construction. Gender is used to construct and maintain a set of norms and expectations that are constantly changing and evolving. This construction is used to create and maintain gender roles and expectations. Main idea number 15. Gender is a form of subversion. Gender is used to challenge and subvert traditional gender roles and expectations. This subversion is used to create new possibilities for individuals and groups. Main idea number 16. Gender is a form of transformation. Gender is used to transform and challenge traditional gender roles and expectations. This transformation is used to create new possibilities for individuals and groups. Main idea number 17. Gender is a form of liberation. Gender is used to liberate individuals and groups from oppressive gender roles and expectations. This liberation is used to create new possibilities for individuals and groups. Main idea number 18. Gender is a form of empowerment. Gender is used to empower individuals and groups to challenge and resist oppressive gender roles and expectations. This empowerment is used to create new possibilities for individuals and groups. Main idea number 19. Gender is a form of creativity. Gender is used to create and express ideas, feelings, and experiences. This creativity is used to create new possibilities for individuals and groups. Main idea number 20. Gender is a form of community. Gender is used to create and maintain a sense of community and solidarity for individuals and groups. This community is used to create new possibilities for individuals and groups. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Gender is a performance that is constantly changing and evolving. It is not a fixed identity, but rather a set of roles and expectations that are socially constructed. These roles and expectations are based on a set of norms that are constantly shifting and adapting to the changing social landscape. Gender is not a static concept, but rather a dynamic performance that is constantly being reinterpreted and reenacted. Gender is a performance that is shaped by the culture in which it is performed. It is a performance that is influenced by the media, the education system, and the laws and regulations of a society. Gender is a performance that is constantly being negotiated and renegotiated in order to meet the changing needs of individuals and society. It is a performance that is constantly being challenged and re-examined in order to create a more equitable and inclusive society. Gender is a performance that is both empowering and limiting. It is a performance that can be used to challenge and subvert traditional gender roles and expectations, but it can also be used to reinforce and perpetuate oppressive gender norms. Gender is a performance that is constantly being negotiated and renegotiated in order to create a more equitable and inclusive society. Main idea number 2. Gender is not a static concept, but rather a dynamic and ever-changing construct that is shaped by the power dynamics of our society. Gender is a product of power, and this power is used to create and maintain gender roles and expectations. This power is used to enforce gender norms and to limit the possibilities of gender expression. It is used to control and limit the ways in which individuals can express their gender identity. This power is used to create and maintain a system of gender inequality, where one gender is privileged over the other. Gender is a product of power, and this power is used to create and maintain a system of gender inequality. This power is used to enforce gender norms and to limit the possibilities of gender expression. It is used to control and limit the ways in which individuals can express their gender identity. This power is used to create and maintain a system of gender hierarchy, where one gender is privileged over the other. This power is used to create and maintain a system of gender discrimination, where one gender is treated differently than the other. Gender is a product of power, and this power is used to create and maintain a system of gender oppression. This power is used to enforce gender norms and to limit the possibilities of gender expression. It is used to control and limit the ways in which individuals can express their gender identity. This power is used to create and maintain a system of gender violence, where one gender is subjected to physical, emotional, and psychological abuse. This power is used to create and maintain a system of gender-based discrimination, where one gender is treated differently than the other. Gender is a product of power, and this power is used to create and maintain a system of gender inequality. This power is used to enforce gender norms and to limit the possibilities of gender expression. It is used to control and limit the ways in which individuals can express their gender identity. This power is used to create and maintain a system of gender-based oppression, where one gender is subjected to systemic discrimination and marginalization. This power is used to create and maintain a system of gender-based violence, where one gender is subjected to physical, emotional, and psychological abuse. Main idea number 3. Gender is a form of regulation that is used to control and limit individuals and groups in society. This regulation is used to maintain the status quo and to limit the possibilities of individuals and groups. Gender is used to create and enforce social norms and expectations, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and maintain hierarchies of power and privilege, and to limit the ability of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender roles and expectations, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based discrimination, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based violence, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based stereotypes, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based inequalities, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based oppression, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is a powerful tool of regulation and control, and it is used to maintain the status quo and to limit the possibilities of individuals and groups. Gender is used to create and enforce social norms and expectations, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and maintain hierarchies of power and privilege, and to limit the ability of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender roles and expectations, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based discrimination, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based violence, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based stereotypes, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based inequalities, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based oppression, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is a form of regulation that is used to control and limit individuals and groups in society. This regulation is used to maintain the status quo and to limit the possibilities of individuals and groups. Gender is used to create and enforce social norms and expectations, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and maintain hierarchies of power and privilege, and to limit the ability of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender roles and expectations, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based discrimination, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based violence, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based stereotypes, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based inequalities, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based oppression, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is a form of regulation that is used to control and limit individuals and groups in society. This regulation is used to maintain the status quo and to limit the possibilities of individuals and groups. Gender is used to create and enforce social norms and expectations, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and maintain hierarchies of power and privilege, and to limit the ability of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender roles and expectations, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based discrimination, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based violence, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based stereotypes, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based inequalities, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based oppression, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is a form of regulation that is used to control and limit individuals and groups in society. This regulation is used to maintain the status quo and to limit the possibilities of individuals and groups. Gender is used to create and enforce social norms and expectations, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and maintain hierarchies of power and privilege, and to limit the ability of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender roles and expectations, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based discrimination, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based violence, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based stereotypes, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based inequalities, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based oppression, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is a form of regulation that is used to control and limit individuals and groups in society. This regulation is used to maintain the status quo and to limit the possibilities of individuals and groups. Gender is used to create and enforce social norms and expectations, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and maintain hierarchies of power and privilege, and to limit the ability of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender roles and expectations, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based discrimination, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based violence, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based stereotypes, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based inequalities, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based oppression, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is a form of regulation that is used to control and limit individuals and groups in society. This regulation is used to maintain the status quo and to limit the possibilities of individuals and groups. Gender is used to create and enforce social norms and expectations, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and maintain hierarchies of power and privilege, and to limit the ability of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender roles and expectations, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based discrimination, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based violence, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based stereotypes, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based inequalities, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based oppression, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is a form of regulation that is used to control and limit individuals and groups in society. This regulation is used to maintain the status quo and to limit the possibilities of individuals and groups. Gender is used to create and enforce social norms and expectations, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and maintain hierarchies of power and privilege, and to limit the ability of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender roles and expectations, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based discrimination, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based violence, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based stereotypes, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based inequalities, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based oppression, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is a powerful tool of regulation and control, and it is used to maintain the status quo and to limit the possibilities of individuals and groups. Gender is used to create and enforce social norms and expectations, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and maintain hierarchies of power and privilege, and to limit the ability of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender roles and expectations, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based discrimination, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based violence, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based stereotypes, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based inequalities, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based oppression, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is a form of regulation that is used to control and limit individuals and groups in society. This regulation is used to maintain the status quo and to limit the possibilities of individuals and groups. Gender is used to create and enforce social norms and expectations, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and maintain hierarchies of power and privilege, and to limit the ability of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender roles and expectations, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based discrimination, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based violence, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based stereotypes, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based inequalities, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based oppression, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is a form of regulation that is used to control and limit individuals and groups in society. This regulation is used to maintain the status quo and to limit the possibilities of individuals and groups. Gender is used to create and enforce social norms and expectations, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and maintain hierarchies of power and privilege, and to limit the ability of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender roles and expectations, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based discrimination, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based violence, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based stereotypes, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based inequalities, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is used to create and enforce gender-based oppression, and to limit the potential of individuals and groups to challenge the existing power structures. Gender is a form of regulation that is used to control and limit individuals and groups in society. This regulation is used to maintain the status quo and to limit the main idea number 4. Gender is a form of oppression that is used to maintain the power of certain groups and to limit the possibilities of others. This oppression is based on the idea that certain genders are superior to others, and that those who do not fit into the gender binary are seen as inferior. This oppression is used to control and limit the rights and opportunities of those who do not fit into the gender binary. It is also used to maintain the power of those who do fit into the gender binary, as they are seen as more powerful and more deserving of rights and opportunities. This oppression is used to maintain the status quo and to prevent change. Gender oppression is also used to limit the possibilities of those who do not fit into the gender binary. This can include limiting access to education, employment, healthcare, and other resources. It can also include limiting the ability to express oneself freely or to participate in activities that are seen as inappropriate for one's gender. This oppression is used to maintain the power of those who do fit into the gender binary, as they are seen as more powerful and more deserving of rights and opportunities. Gender oppression is a form of systemic oppression that is used to maintain the power of certain groups and to limit the possibilities of others. This oppression is used to control and limit the rights and opportunities of those who do not fit into the gender binary. It is also used to maintain the power of those who do fit into the gender binary, as they are seen as more powerful and more deserving of rights and opportunities. This oppression is used to maintain the status quo and to prevent change. Main idea number 5. Gender can be used as a form of resistance to the power dynamics that are embedded in our society. This resistance can be used to challenge the status quo and to create new possibilities for individuals and groups. For example, individuals can use gender to resist oppressive gender norms and expectations, such as those that limit women's roles in society. By embracing a gender identity that is different from the one prescribed by society, individuals can challenge the power dynamics that are embedded in our culture. Gender can also be used to resist oppressive systems of power. For example, individuals can use gender to challenge the gender binary, which is the idea that there are only two genders, male and female. By embracing a gender identity that is outside of the gender binary, individuals can challenge the power dynamics that are embedded in our culture. Additionally, individuals can use gender to challenge oppressive systems of power, such as those that limit the rights of LGBTQ+ individuals. By embracing a gender identity that is different from the one prescribed by society, individuals can challenge the power dynamics that are embedded in our culture. Gender can also be used to resist oppressive systems of power. For example, individuals can use gender to challenge the gender binary, which is the idea that there are only two genders, male and female. By embracing a gender identity that is outside of the gender binary, individuals can challenge the power dynamics that are embedded in our culture. Additionally, individuals can use gender to challenge oppressive systems of power, such as those that limit the rights of LGBTQ+ individuals. By embracing a gender identity that is different from the one prescribed by society, individuals can challenge the power dynamics that are embedded in our culture and create new possibilities for themselves and their communities. Main idea number 6. Gender is a complex and ever-evolving concept that is used to create and maintain a sense of identity for individuals and groups. It is a form of identity that is based on a set of norms and expectations that are constantly changing and being reinterpreted. In her book Gender Trouble, Feminism and the Subversion of Identity, Judith Butler argues that gender is not a fixed or static concept, but rather a fluid and dynamic one. She argues that gender is not determined by biological sex, but rather by the social and cultural norms that are imposed upon us. She further argues that gender is a form of performance, and that it is possible to challenge and subvert traditional gender roles and expectations. Gender is an important part of our identity, and it is important to recognize that it is constantly changing and evolving. We must be open to re-examining our own beliefs and assumptions about gender, and to understanding the ways in which gender is used to create and maintain a sense of identity. By doing so, we can create a more inclusive and equitable society for all. Main idea number 7. Gender is a form of expression that is deeply embedded in our culture and our identities. It is a way of communicating our innermost thoughts and feelings, and of expressing our sense of self. Gender is a way of expressing our individual and collective identities, and of connecting with others. It is a way of expressing our values, beliefs, and desires. Gender is a way of expressing our hopes and dreams, and of creating a sense of belonging. Gender is a way of expressing our creativity and our uniqueness. Gender is a form of expression that is constantly evolving and changing. It is a way of expressing our identities in a dynamic and ever-changing world. Gender is a way of expressing our individual and collective experiences, and of connecting with others in meaningful ways. Gender is a way of expressing our values, beliefs, and desires in a way that is both meaningful and empowering. Gender is a way of expressing our hopes and dreams, and of creating a sense of belonging in a world that is often hostile and oppressive. Gender is a form of expression that is deeply personal and deeply meaningful. It is a way of communicating our innermost thoughts and feelings, and of expressing our sense of self in a way that is both meaningful and empowering. Gender is a way of expressing our individual and collective identities, and of connecting with others in meaningful ways. Gender is a way of expressing our values, beliefs, and desires in a way that is both meaningful and empowering. Gender is a way of expressing our hopes and dreams, and of creating a sense of belonging in a world that is often hostile and oppressive. Main idea number 8. Gender is a form of performance that is constantly changing and evolving. According to Judith Butler, gender is a set of roles and expectations that are imposed on us by society. These roles and expectations are based on a set of norms that are constantly shifting and adapting to the changing times. Gender is not a fixed identity, but rather a performance that is constantly being shaped and reshaped by the society we live in. Gender performance is not only about how we present ourselves to the world, but also how we interact with others. We are constantly performing gender roles in our everyday lives, whether it is through our language, our clothing, or our behavior. We are constantly negotiating our gender identity in relation to the expectations of those around us. Gender performance is also about how we challenge and subvert traditional gender roles. We can use our gender performance to challenge the status quo and create a more equitable society. We can use our gender performance to express our individuality and to create a more inclusive and diverse world. Main idea number 9. Gender is a form of performance art that can be used to challenge and subvert traditional gender roles and expectations. Through this art, individuals and groups can create new possibilities for themselves and their communities. Judith Butler's book Gender Trouble, Feminism and the Subversion of Identity explores how gender is a form of performance art that can be used to create new possibilities for individuals and groups. Butler argues that gender is not a fixed identity, but rather a set of performances that are constantly being negotiated and renegotiated. She argues that gender is a form of art that can be used to create new possibilities for individuals and groups. Butler argues that gender is a form of performance art that can be used to challenge and subvert traditional gender roles and expectations. She argues that gender is not a fixed identity, but rather a set of performances that are constantly being negotiated and renegotiated. Through this art, individuals and groups can create new possibilities for themselves and their communities. Butler's book Gender Trouble, Feminism and the Subversion of Identity explores how gender is a form of performance art that can be used to create new possibilities for individuals and groups. Gender is a form of performance art that can be used to challenge and subvert traditional gender roles and expectations. Through this art, individuals and groups can create new possibilities for themselves and their communities. Butler's book Gender Trouble, Feminism and the Subversion of Identity explores how gender is a form of performance art that can be used to create new possibilities for individuals and groups. Butler argues that gender is not a fixed identity, but rather a set of performances that are constantly being negotiated and renegotiated. She argues that gender is a form of art that can be used to create new possibilities for individuals and groups. Main idea number 10. Gender is a form of play that allows individuals to explore and challenge traditional gender roles and expectations. Through this play, individuals can create new possibilities for themselves and their communities. Judith Butler argues that gender is not a fixed identity, but rather a performance that is constantly being negotiated and renegotiated. She suggests that gender is a form of social construction that is constantly being performed and reperformed. This means that individuals can use gender as a tool to explore and challenge traditional gender roles and expectations. Gender play can be used to create new possibilities for individuals and groups. For example, individuals can use gender play to explore different gender identities and expressions. This can include experimenting with different clothing, hairstyles, and mannerisms. Individuals can also use gender play to challenge traditional gender roles and expectations. This can include challenging gender stereotypes and advocating for gender equality. Through gender play, individuals can create new possibilities for themselves and their communities. Gender is a form of play that allows individuals to explore and challenge traditional gender roles and expectations. Through this play, individuals can create new possibilities for themselves and their communities. Gender play can be used to create new possibilities for individuals and groups, and to challenge traditional gender roles and expectations. Ultimately, gender is a form of play that can be used to create new possibilities and to challenge traditional gender roles and expectations. Main idea number 11. Gender is a powerful tool for challenging and resisting the status quo. Judith Butler argues that gender is not a fixed identity, but rather a performative act that is constantly being negotiated and renegotiated. By performing gender in a way that is different from the dominant norms, individuals and groups can create new possibilities for themselves and for society. This can be seen in the way that gender nonconforming individuals challenge traditional gender roles and expectations. It can also be seen in the way that women have used gender to challenge the patriarchal structures that have traditionally oppressed them. By resisting the status quo, gender can be used to create a more equitable and just society. Butler also argues that gender is not only a form of resistance, but also a form of power. By performing gender in a way that is different from the dominant norms, individuals and groups can gain power and influence. This can be seen in the way that queer and transgender individuals have used gender to gain visibility and recognition. It can also be seen in the way that women have used gender to gain access to positions of power and influence. By using gender as a form of resistance and power, individuals and groups can create new possibilities for themselves and for society. Main idea number 12. Gender is a form of self-expression that is deeply rooted in our identities. It is a way of communicating our innermost thoughts, feelings, and experiences to the world. It is a way of expressing our individual and collective identities, and of connecting with others. Gender is a way of expressing our sense of self and our relationship to the world around us. It is a way of expressing our values, beliefs, and desires. It is a way of expressing our hopes and dreams, and of creating a sense of belonging. Gender is a form of self-expression that is constantly evolving and changing. It is a way of expressing our individual and collective identities in a constantly shifting landscape. It is a way of expressing our values, beliefs, and desires in a world that is constantly changing. It is a way of expressing our hopes and dreams in a world that is constantly shifting. It is a way of expressing our sense of self and our relationship to the world around us in a world that is constantly changing. Gender is a form of self-expression that is deeply personal and unique. It is a way of expressing our individual and collective identities in a way that is meaningful and authentic. It is a way of expressing our values, beliefs, and desires in a way that is true to ourselves. It is a way of expressing our hopes and dreams in a way that is meaningful and true. It is a way of expressing our sense of self and our relationship to the world around us in a way that is meaningful and true. Main idea number 13. Gender is a form of self-determination in that it allows individuals and groups to create and maintain a sense of identity and autonomy. This autonomy is used to create new possibilities for individuals and groups, allowing them to express themselves in ways that are meaningful to them. Gender is not a fixed or static concept, but rather a fluid and ever-changing one. It is a way of understanding and expressing oneself that is constantly evolving and adapting to new contexts and situations. Gender is also a way of understanding and expressing power dynamics, as it can be used to challenge and subvert traditional power structures. Gender is a form of self-determination in that it allows individuals and groups to create and maintain a sense of identity and autonomy, while also challenging and subverting traditional power structures. Gender is also a form of self-determination in that it allows individuals and groups to create and maintain a sense of identity and autonomy in the face of oppressive systems. By creating and maintaining a sense of identity and autonomy, individuals and groups can resist oppressive systems and create new possibilities for themselves. This can be seen in the way that gender nonconforming individuals and groups have used gender to challenge and subvert traditional gender roles and expectations. By creating and maintaining a sense of identity and autonomy, individuals and groups can resist oppressive systems and create new possibilities for themselves. Gender is a form of self-determination in that it allows individuals and groups to create and maintain a sense of identity and autonomy in the face of oppressive systems. This autonomy is used to create new possibilities for individuals and groups, allowing them to express themselves in ways that are meaningful to them. Gender is not a fixed or static concept, but rather a fluid and ever-changing one. It is a way of understanding and expressing oneself that is constantly evolving and adapting to new contexts and situations. Gender is also a way of understanding and expressing power dynamics, as it can be used to challenge and subvert traditional power structures. Main idea number 14. Gender is a form of social construction that is used to create and maintain a set of norms and expectations. This construction is used to create and maintain gender roles and expectations, which are constantly changing and evolving. Gender roles are created and maintained through a variety of social institutions, such as the family, education, religion, and the media. These institutions shape our understanding of gender and how it is expressed in our society. Gender roles are also shaped by our culture, which is constantly changing and adapting to new ideas and values. Gender is also a form of identity, which is shaped by our experiences and interactions with others. Our gender identity is shaped by our family, friends, and the media, as well as our own personal experiences. Gender identity is also shaped by our culture, which can be seen in the way we dress, speak, and act. Gender identity is an important part of our lives, as it helps us to understand ourselves and our place in society. Gender is also a form of power, which is used to maintain the status quo and to control and oppress certain groups of people. Gender roles and expectations are used to maintain the power of certain groups, while also oppressing and marginalizing others. This power is used to maintain the status quo and to keep certain groups in positions of power and privilege. Gender is a complex and ever-changing concept, and it is important to understand how it is used to construct and maintain gender roles and expectations. It is also important to understand how gender is used to maintain power and privilege, and how it can be used to oppress and marginalize certain groups of people. By understanding gender and its role in our society, we can work to create a more equitable and just society for all. Main idea number 15. In her book Gender Trouble, Feminism and the Subversion of Identity, Judith Butler argues that gender is a form of subversion. She argues that gender is used to challenge and subvert traditional gender roles and expectations. This subversion is used to create new possibilities for individuals and groups. Butler argues that gender is not a fixed or static concept, but rather a fluid and ever-changing construct. She argues that gender is a performance, and that individuals can use gender to express themselves in ways that challenge traditional gender roles and expectations. Butler argues that gender is a form of resistance, and that individuals can use gender to challenge oppressive systems and structures. She argues that gender can be used to create new possibilities for individuals and groups, and that individuals can use gender to express themselves in ways that are not limited by traditional gender roles and expectations. Butler argues that gender is a form of subversion, and that individuals can use gender to challenge and subvert traditional gender roles and expectations. Butler argues that gender is a form of subversion, and that individuals can use gender to challenge and subvert traditional gender roles and expectations. She argues that gender is a form of resistance, and that individuals can use gender to challenge oppressive systems and structures. Butler argues that gender is a form of self-expression, and that individuals can use gender to express themselves in ways that are not limited by traditional gender roles and expectations. Main idea number 16. Gender is a form of transformation that can be used to challenge traditional gender roles and expectations. Judith Butler argues that gender is not a fixed identity, but rather a process of transformation that is constantly in flux. She argues that gender is a performative act, which is constantly being recreated and redefined through our interactions with others. By challenging traditional gender roles and expectations, we can create new possibilities for individuals and groups. Butler argues that gender is not a stable identity, but rather a process of transformation that is constantly in flux. She argues that gender is a performative act, which is constantly being recreated and redefined through our interactions with others. This transformation is used to create new possibilities for individuals and groups, and to challenge traditional gender roles and expectations. By challenging traditional gender roles and expectations, we can create new possibilities for individuals and groups, and open up new ways of understanding gender and identity. Gender is a form of transformation that can be used to challenge traditional gender roles and expectations. Through this transformation, individuals and groups can create new possibilities for themselves and for society. By challenging traditional gender roles and expectations, we can create new possibilities for individuals and groups, and open up new ways of understanding gender and identity. This transformation is an important part of creating a more equitable and inclusive society. Main idea number 17. Gender is a form of liberation in that it allows individuals and groups to break free from oppressive gender roles and expectations. By challenging traditional gender norms, individuals and groups can create new possibilities for themselves and their communities. This liberation can take many forms, from challenging traditional gender roles in the workplace to creating new gender identities and expressions. Gender liberation can also be used to challenge oppressive systems of power and to create a more equitable and just society. Gender liberation is an important part of the struggle for social justice and equality. Gender liberation is also a form of self-expression. By challenging traditional gender roles and expectations, individuals and groups can create new possibilities for themselves and their communities. This can include creating new gender identities and expressions, as well as challenging oppressive systems of power. Gender liberation is an important part of the struggle for social justice and equality, and it is a powerful tool for creating a more equitable and just society. Gender liberation is also a form of resistance. By challenging oppressive gender roles and expectations, individuals and groups can create new possibilities for themselves and their communities. This can include challenging oppressive systems of power, as well as creating new gender identities and expressions. Gender liberation is an important part of the struggle for social justice and equality, and it is a powerful tool for creating a more equitable and just society. Main idea number 18. Gender is a powerful tool for individuals and groups to challenge and resist oppressive gender roles and expectations. Through gender, individuals and groups can create new possibilities for themselves and their communities. Gender can be used to empower individuals and groups to challenge and resist oppressive gender roles and expectations, and to create new possibilities for themselves and their communities. Gender can be used to create a space for individuals and groups to express their identities and to challenge the status quo. Gender can also be used to create a space for individuals and groups to explore and express their gender identities in ways that are meaningful to them. Gender can be used to create a space for individuals and groups to challenge and resist oppressive gender roles and expectations, and to create new possibilities for themselves and their communities. Gender is a form of empowerment because it allows individuals and groups to challenge and resist oppressive gender roles and expectations. Through gender, individuals and groups can create new possibilities for themselves and their communities. Gender can be used to create a space for individuals and groups to express their identities and to challenge the status quo. Gender can also be used to create a space for individuals and groups to explore and express their gender identities in ways that are meaningful to them. Gender can be used to create a space for individuals and groups to challenge and resist oppressive gender roles and expectations, and to create new possibilities for themselves and their communities. Gender is a form of empowerment because it allows individuals and groups to challenge and resist oppressive gender roles and expectations. Through gender, individuals and groups can create new possibilities for themselves and their communities. Gender can be used to create a space for individuals and groups to express their identities and to challenge the status quo. Gender can also be used to create a space for individuals and groups to explore and express their gender identities in ways that are meaningful to them. Gender can be used to create a space for individuals and groups to challenge and resist oppressive gender roles and expectations, and to create new possibilities for themselves and their communities. Gender is a form of empowerment because it allows individuals and groups to challenge and resist oppressive gender roles and expectations. Through gender, individuals and groups can create new possibilities for themselves and their communities. Gender can be used to create a space for individuals and groups to express their identities and to challenge the status quo. Gender can also be used to create a space for individuals and groups to explore and express their gender identities in ways that are meaningful to them. Gender can be used to create a space for individuals and groups to challenge and resist oppressive gender roles and expectations, and to create new possibilities for themselves and their communities. Main idea number 19. Gender is a form of creativity that allows individuals to express themselves in unique and meaningful ways. It is a way of expressing identity, of creating a sense of belonging, and of exploring new possibilities. Gender is a form of self-expression that can be used to explore and express ideas, feelings, and experiences. It is a way of creating a unique identity and of expressing oneself in a way that is meaningful and authentic. Gender is a form of creativity that can be used to challenge traditional gender roles and expectations. It can be used to create new possibilities for individuals and groups, to explore different ways of being, and to create a more inclusive and equitable society. Gender is a form of creativity that can be used to challenge the status quo and to create a more just and equitable world. Gender is a form of creativity that can be used to explore and express ideas, feelings, and experiences in unique and meaningful ways. It is a way of creating a unique identity and of expressing oneself in a way that is meaningful and authentic. Gender is a form of creativity that can be used to challenge traditional gender roles and expectations, to create new possibilities for individuals and groups, and to create a more inclusive and equitable society. Main idea number 20. Gender is a powerful tool for creating and maintaining a sense of community and solidarity. It is used to create a shared identity and to provide a sense of belonging for individuals and groups. Gender is also used to create new possibilities for individuals and groups, allowing them to explore and express their identities in ways that may not have been possible before. Gender can be used to challenge traditional norms and to create new forms of expression and identity. By creating a sense of community and solidarity, gender can be used to empower individuals and groups to challenge oppressive systems and to create a more equitable and just society. Gender is also used to create a sense of safety and security for individuals and groups. By creating a shared identity, individuals and groups can feel more secure in their environment and can be more confident in their ability to express themselves. This sense of safety and security can be used to create a more inclusive and accepting environment for individuals and groups. By creating a sense of community and solidarity, gender can be used to create a more equitable and just society. Gender is an important tool for creating and maintaining a sense of community and solidarity. It is used to create a shared identity and to provide a sense of belonging for individuals and groups. Gender is also used to create new possibilities for individuals and groups, allowing them to explore and express their identities in ways that may not have been possible before. By creating a sense of community and solidarity, gender can be used to empower individuals and groups to challenge oppressive systems and to create a more equitable and just society. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.